We're talking about making the bed. So I don't have any kids. I've been married. I've been with my wife for about 18 years. We've been married for four of those. We've lived together for considerably longer than that, 10 or 11 years. And I, generally speaking, make the bed. She is, I have to tell you, the greatest person in the world. There is no one better than her. But she doesn't like making the bed. The bed is not an important thing to her. And it is kind of important to me. And it is important to me because it feels like you've accomplished something when you've made the bed. It feels like a good thing. She's happy enough just to pull the sheets up and just have it look kind of half made. I will often wait till she's gone and go in and remake the bed and do it myself. And here's the crazy thing. She doesn't notice. Because she just doesn't care about it. So we've been looking around and we found this thing on Reddit about people going in and remaking their kids' beds because the kids just can't seem to make them properly. And I wonder, I mean, I related to it because I do it, even though, you know, we don't have kids. But I'd love to hear if you do it. Do you make your bed every day? And if it's not up to snuff, do you remake them for your kids? Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. We've got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Welcome to the Night Side. Do you remake the bed for them or not?
No, but my wife makes them redo it to make it perfect.
Right. And how do the kids feel about that?
Oh, it has to be perfect. and she even yells at me if she makes me help her, and if it's not straight and lined up and tucked in like a hotel,
yep.
Then she starts like, straighten it. It's not straight. Straighten it.
Listen, I would never say that to my wife after the story that I just told, but I will tell you though, and thanks very much for the call, Chris. I will tell you that part of the reason I think that I like a bed made every day is that there's a discipline to it. You get up, you make the bed, and then it's done, and it's sort of a nice thing you can look forward to getting it. Also, I was on the road for about 15 years. I stayed in hotels about 150 nights a year, maybe a little bit more. And you always came back, and, you know, the bed was made, and I liked it. And I think I just sort of got used to that. We've got Matt on the line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Welcome to the Night Side. Do you remake your kids' beds?
No beds get made in our house. I got to tell you, we've got a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old,
yeah.
And the morning is full enough without having to stand over them to get them to make their bed.
Do you think as they get a little older, because you know, yeah. 7 and 3, that's young to get them to do it. If yeah. they were, 10 and 13, will they be making their bed then?
I mean, if there's a case to be made where they need to be taught a little discipline, I mean, they're pretty well behaved. So I feel this is a battle I got to win. But, you know, I was raised, I was never made to make the bed. So maybe that's it, too. Or maybe it's a millennial thing. But they get by with that thing. I mean, we're strict on other things, but the bed we let go.
Yeah, it's funny, too. You mentioned that maybe it's a millennial thing. I wonder, a lot of millennials living in smaller condos and that kind of thing that don't necessarily have bedrooms, maybe you got to make the bed because it's one of the main pieces of furniture in your house.
Or you got to make the couch or the futon, right?
That's
maybe
right.
You don't have anything to make, yeah.
Man, I slept on a futon for way too long. Matt, thanks so much.
I heard the radio, too. Yep,
take care. Thanks, Matt. We have Frank on the line. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, Richard? Pleasure
Good.
To talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
I hope you can hear me okay. The line's a little bit wonky.
No, I can hear you perfectly.
Perfect. Yeah, I absolutely have to make the bed every morning.
Right on, brother.
Part of my routine. I cannot leave the house if the bed is not made. And I sympathize with your story. I have gone back and tweaked it when my wife has made it.
Really?
Yes.
And it does. Now, do you mention it to her? Do you go, hey, you know what? Those corners could be a bit tighter.
No, I never mention it, but she can always tell that I've done it. She's got the eyes of an eagle.
Yep, absolutely. Now, when you grew up, was this something that you had to do at home, or is this something that developed a bit later?
It developed later, I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, my mother would do it, but I guess when I went away to university for the first time, I realized no one would do it for me, so I just ended up doing it. And funny story, my first year university roommate never made his bed. I always made mine to military precision, so he probably thought I was some psycho or something.
You can bounce a quarter off it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Frank, thanks so much for the call. I remember staying at my brother and sister-in-law's house, and she was someone who was a perfectionist in all things to do with keeping that house. It was a beautiful house in Nova Scotia, big old sea captain's house, loads of rooms, and it was, I mean, just unbelievably maintained. And she would, you know, make the beds for the kids when they were younger. I remember getting up after having been out with my brother the night before, staying out quite late, getting up just to go to the restroom, and I came back, bed was already made. I was only gone for like a second. So that's, I think, a little over the top. I usually wait till at least everyone's out. We have Elise on the line. Hey, Elise.
Hi, it's Louise.
Oh, Louise. Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, it's great hearing your voice tonight.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't expecting you to be on, so I'm glad to hear.
Oh, great. Thank you.
We're kind of a throw the covers over the bed, and I figure just myself getting out of bed and getting my hair done is big enough of an accomplishment for myself.
Listen, you take the wins where you can get them, don't you?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Louise.
Okay,
bye. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. We've got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
Good, thanks.
So I never made my bed growing up
because right.
I remember reading something that it keeps the bacteria in. It's good to have it made. But my wife, Salvina, she makes the bed every morning with military precision.
Yep.
The corners, like, it's got to be a certain way. And you know what? She's probably listening, but sometimes I'll just jump on the bed and mess it up just to mess with her. But yeah, I heard that you got to leave it open for it to breathe and to keep the, like,
I've heard the bacteria thing too.
Yeah.
I've heard that too. I've also heard that if you could really look, if you had a microscope and put your pillow under it, that you would never use that pillow again. Yeah.
But you should flip your mattress too. And I know some guys, they don't change their bed sheets for like 6 months.
Yeah.
I think my wife changes them once a week at least, or I don't know.
Yeah.
They always smell good, and God bless her.
Well, you're a lucky guy. You don't have to make the bed. Joe, thanks for the call.
Cheers, pal.
I appreciate it. We've got Steve on the line. Hey, Steve. Welcome to the Nightside.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
You're failing as a husband. You can't train your wife to make the bed properly?
What? No,
what
no.
Listen,
I set this up. I set this up. She is honestly the world's greatest person and does everything else. She just doesn't care about this. It's the one thing she just doesn't care about.
I was just kidding about that.
I know.
But I have two sons.
Yep.
They both make the bed. I trained them when they were small and told them how important it is to make, you know, make it look uncluttered.
Yep.
And looks nice. And now they're teenagers. I don't have to ask them nothing. And both their beds look beautiful.
And I bet you that with that sense of discipline that came from doing that every morning, that they apply that skill set to other stuff in their lives.
Yes, they do. Exactly.
Yep.
And a lot of people have made that point where they said, oh, your kids are so, you know, they're so old school, or they're so, you know, they're perfectionists.
Yep. Well, and you know what? That's there's nothing wrong with that. Steve, we're up against a break, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
I will, man. Thank you. And we've got George on the line. We've got Wayne on the line. And about 1,000 texts about this. This is super fun. We're talking about making your bed. Do you do it? Do you do it for your kids? Do you have your kids remake their bed, or do you do it for them if it's not good enough? I'm surprised at the reaction we're getting. It's really fun. Earlier, we were talking about root beer, and I love this text. This may be the winning text of the night. Hey, Richard, I'm 68, and I make my bed every day, and I also like root beer. This guy is bringing it all together. I love it. We have George on the line. Hey, George, welcome to the Nightside.
Thank you very much, Richard. Always love when you guest host.
Oh, thank you.
There was one of those university commencement speeches,
mm-hmm.
and it got turned into a book. It was given by Admiral William McRaven.
Yeah, he was a Navy SEAL, right?
Yes, he was. And there's some great stories in that book. I highly recommend it. But and the premise of the book is actually called Make Your Bed, and I can't read the fine print under it. But if you get up every morning and do nothing but make your bed, you go out in the world and have the worst day ever and accomplish nothing, and you come home, you still got something done. You'd made your bed in the morning.
I agree. And you know what else he says here is that no job is too small. That's what it teaches you.
I cannot say enough about the book. Once I showed an ex-girlfriend of mine the YouTube video. She had kids, blah, blah, blah. And she actually went out and bought the book for me. So wow. It's a great book, and it's not a heavy read, but great stories in there.
George, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. We've got Wayne on the line. Hey, Wayne.
Hi, Richard. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine. I'm a bit of a fanatic about the bed. I open the bed when I get up in the morning, and I leave it open, and I shower and shave and have coffee and the whole thing. And then about a half an hour later, I go back, and I shake the pillows to make them tight, and I make a very good bed. But when I had roommates, I was finickety about the bathroom towels. If they were hung crooked, I would go ballistic.
That would drive me crazy, too.
Yeah, the towels over the bar, when you've had a shower, they have to be even, Steven, all the way across. There's usually two. The other thing I wanted to tell you, this Saturday, A&W Root Beer is free. This is their free Root Beer Saturday.
It's all coming together.
Yes.
Wade, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
I'll see you at the film festival.
Absolutely, okay, we will. Bye-bye. I look forward to it.
Yeah, bye.
We've got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hey, Richard, big fan. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. Good, man. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm doing good. So, hey, listen, free root beer, right? So
yeah.
I'm on board with that. So we got love root beer, love making the bed. And the thing is me and the wife do it together when I'm home. So I travel a lot.
Right.
But it's an opportunity for us to make it and mess it together. And then it all works out.
I mean,
and what she'll do is she'll actually turn down the bed for me at night.
Aw. That's pretty sweet.
Well, you know, I got a good one. I lucked out on it.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, it makes life a heck of a lot easier when you got something like that going on and going home new, right?
Absolutely.
So when you travel a lot, it's nice to... hotels are okay. Not gonna lie, hotels are okay, but there ain't nothing like going home.
Listen, I did it for a year. I did it for 15, 16 years, and I agree with you. The best part of any trip for me is always going home.
I couldn't agree more.
Richard, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We've got DJ on the line. Hi, DJ.
Hi, this is me from Mississauga. This is my first time calling you, Richard. And I also want to share a couple of my thoughts with you.
Sure.
It's about making a bed.
Yes.
Yeah, and I do this thing every day in the morning for my parents, for myself, and for my son. Mm-hmm. And I feel very important. And I think this is one of the most important life skills that we all should learn, you know, because you never know that if you go outside somewhere in the hotel room and, you know, I mean, like in hotel, you get people to do for you. Mm-hmm. But somewhere, if you are there and if you feel that the bed sheets are not okay, like for an example, if you are going to your cousin's place for some days and you don't think that the way you want, the way they are living over there, they're, then, you know, you won't feel good. So it's better that you don't say to anyone anything and you do your stuff, you know, and automatically the other person realizes, no, she's very clean and she's a very nice person, you know.
I think so, too. Listen, I think it says a great deal about you, and I think it teaches you discipline. I get it. If you don't want to do it, listen, you can do what you want, but I'm not judging you. But in my life, it has been the difference between having a good day and not having a good day. And I know it sounds silly, but I know that if I can get up and, like, if I force myself, because you don't always feel like doing it, but to make the bed, it's like I've accomplished something here today, I can move on, and I think that, you know, the rest of the day is going to work out well, too. We've got Charlene on the line. Hey, Charlene.
Hi there. A little story, and we still laugh about it.
Okay.
Every time I would watch my grandbabies, and I would tidy the house for my daughter and her husband, and I always made the bed.
Yep.
And they have about six pillows on their bed. So I thought I would do like the hotels, leave a nice little candy on the pillow. And as a surprise, I put it behind the first pillow so mm-hmm. they didn't see it. And next morning, my daughter wakes up and she sees this big blob of chocolate on her husband's very hairy back.
But she doesn't really know what it is, probably at first. Yeah.
And eventually she realized it was a melted... Lindt chocolate, right? she was grossed for a second, and I can only imagine, and we kind of bring it up when we're sharing stories today.
That's awesome.
So from now on, if I leave a candy, I put it on the top pillow.
And put it in a wrapper. Make
well,
sure
it's in a wrapper. But I guess the body heat did it.
That's right. That's right. Charlene, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. We got so many texts on this. Richard, the one time I left the house without making my bed, I ended up in the hospital for a whole week. I'm a bit weird in that I make my side of the bed in the morning, but my wife's side remains totally a mess. This is Daniel texting me. In the military, you'll get your ass kicked if you don't dress your bed right. Daniel also texts in, the geek in me wants to point out that root beer is the drink of Klingons. I didn't know that. Perhaps I'm part Klingon. Let's see here. I stopped making my son's bed when he told me I was glad I didn't find his Playboy magazines, which I guess hidden under the mattress. Let's see. I was pregnant and went to the hospital. This is a story from Toronto. In the middle of the night with some concerns, and I thought I would be back home in a few hours. Because I was so far along, they said, sorry, you're staying for a few days monitoring. As soon as they said that, I stressed that my bed wasn't made, and I had to have a friend go to my house and make it up for me. LOL. That's a story from Toronto. We just listed our house for sale. Now we have to make our beds and use decorative throw pillows. That's from Marlene. Listen, so many of these are pretty great. Let's see if there's one more. I make the bed every day. This is from South Pickering. Children and grandchildren do not. As a kid, changed beds by 9 years old and had to do all four beds in the house every Saturday morning. So at 9 years old, our friend from South Pickering was doing all the household chores, making the beds. That was super fun.